Okay. I guess it's working. Yeah. Guess everybody can hear me.
Yeah.
All righty then. Well, I know we're all in Psalms 119. And, God didn't tell me to stray. He gave me. But everybody, Psalm 119, verses 129 to 136. I usually have this marked, but. Everybody there? I'm going to start 129. Thy testimonies are wonderful. Therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. Look thou upon me and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man. So will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of waters run down mine eyes, because they keep not thy law. When I first read this, it's like, it just jumped off the page. It was like, okay. So, I hope I don't lose anybody. Verse 129, your testimonies are wonderful. The psalmist again declared his wonder and pleasure in the word of God. So, we all have testimonies. Each and every one of us. Our testimony is also how we live our life. It shows a lot to other Christians and other people. So, our testimony, you know, it could be powerful and it could be not so powerful. It really, I guess it depends on where God's leading. I mean, y'all heard my testimony of the divorce I went through. And I did that when I was in Idaho. But also, God, I couldn't get hip surgery here. They just told me I had to lose X amount of weight, and I didn't really have the insurance. And when I moved to Idaho, I applied for Medicaid and wasn't sure whether I'd get Medicaid. But God made a way to get Medicaid and to get both hip replacements. So that was amazing in itself. And then, you know, go through the divorce. We went through that woe, and then we moved back down here. And God has just been awesome and amazing on the things that he has done. I mean, he's found me this car, and he's helped me with rent, and he's just been so amazing. We live to what God tells us to do. God is the light to our soul. The more we read and study God's word, he gives us understanding of what he says and what it means. Ain't that the truth? Because he does talk to us through his word. Spurgeon wrote this, Jesus, the eternal word, is called wonderful, and all the uttered words of God are wonderful in their degree. Those who know them best wonder at them most. It is wonderful that God should have borne testimony at all to sinful men, and more wonderful still that his testimony should be of such a character, so clear, so full, so gracious, and so mighty. And Clark wrote this: there is a height, length, depth, and breadth in thy word and testimonies that are truly astonishing. And on this account, my soul loves them, and I deeply study them. The more I study, the more light and salvation I obtain. So, our soul longs to be connected with our God. The more we read and study God's word, we are being obedient to him. God is light, and by reading his word, it is a light unto our feet, our path, rather. Psalm 119:105 says, your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. Isaiah 61, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. It gives understanding to the simple. The word of God is so clear and light-giving, or light-saving, that even the simple find understanding. It does not take great intellect or mental powers to benefit from God's word. When we are thirsty for a drink of water, we should be thirsty for God's word, and also hungry for God's word. If we truly have a relationship with Jesus, then we want to be obedient. And live by all his commandments. His word in itself is a commandment. I mean, it's just not about, it's not about the Ten Commandments. The whole book is a commandment. Spurgeon wrote, this cannot mean anything else than that he longed to know them, longed to keep them, longed to teach them, longed to bring all around him into obedience to them. Many religious people long after the promises, and they do well, but they must not forget to have an equal longing for the commandments. God is a merciful God. He gives us mercy, even when we think we don't deserve it. Look upon me and be merciful to me. The first request is really two: asking God to look and then be merciful. The psalmist had reason to believe God would answer. Keeping that this was God's custom toward those who love your name, it is wonderful to think that God has a custom, a pattern of action toward those who love his name. That custom is to look upon them, giving them his attention, and to be merciful to them. The promise is a solid ground for trusting, bold prayer in a time of need. There is great virtue in our looking to Christ. It is the way of salvation. What virtue then must there be in Christ's love? Gaze upon us. Spurgeon wrote that. To love the name of God means to love the person of God, love the character of God, love the relation of God. Love the revelation of God, love the glory of God. Y'all still with me? God's word directs our steps if we let him have full control. We know about that because we got to give him everything. Many today want to direct their steps by something else other than the Lord. They let their feelings get in the way or something they lust for. Sometimes they let their friends advice rule over them, or it could be their parents, or simply Satan gets in there. We are to make our steps firmly and grounded in God's word. Paul wrote, 1 Corinthians 6:12, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Spurgeon says, I'd rather be a prisoner to man all my life than be in bondage to sin one day. He says not, let not this and the other man rule over me, but let not sin have dominion over me. Sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Romans 6:14. Brethren, we can overcome sin in the power of the Lord. Sin is strong, but grace is stronger. Satan is wise, but God is all wise. The Lord is on our side. Redeem me from the oppression of man. We recognize that there is sin everywhere we turn. But our Lord and Savior is there to protect us at all times. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. He likes to mess with us, doesn't he? Okay, we got lost. Oh, keeping God's precepts is keeping God's word in our hearts. The more we read, study, and meditate on God's word, the more he reveals himself to us. Isn't that the truth? I mean, we can find something. We can find a scripture. You can read it. And you can jump off the page, and then another day or whenever, you go back and read it, and you can find something totally different. Make your face shine upon your servant. We all long to have God's face to shine upon us, to experience his grace and goodness. To know the face of God shining upon you is to be at peace with God, and to know he is at peace with you. Rivers of waters run down from my eyes. Tears show compassion, and compassion wins others far more than being angry with someone. Colossians 3:12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Ephesians 4:32. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another, just as Christ God forgave you. Because men do not keep the law. When you look at our own troubles, because we all have them. Whatever we go through, sometimes we think they are really bad, which, you know, we do. Until we meet someone whose troubles are far worse than ours. Okay, then we stop and we take a look at where we are and what we're going through. Isn't bad at all compared to, you know, somebody else. We should all count our blessings. Jesus grieved over what was happening in Jerusalem. Matthew 23:37-39 says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones God's messengers. How often I have wanted to gather your children together as a hen protects her chicks beneath her wings, but you wouldn't let me. And now look, your house is abandoned and desolate. For I tell you this, you will never see me again until you say, blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Jesus also grieved over the hard hearts of the religious leaders. Mark 3, verse 5. He looked around at them angrily and was deeply saddened by their hard hearts. Then he said to the man, "Hold out your hand." So the man held out his hand, and it was restored. The one of this spirit is ever... y'all can't read her own writing. The want of this spirit is ever... my goodness. I can't make out my own writing, y'all. I'm sorry. Of hardness and pride, a painful blot upon the profession of the gospel. The same yearning sympathy forms the life, the pulse, and the strength of a missionary exertion, and has ever distinguished those honored servants of God who have devoted their time, their health, their talent, and their all. Bridges wrote that. Spurgeon says, "The experience of this verse indicates a great advance upon anything we have heard before. The psalm and the psalmist are both growing. That man is a right believer who sorrows because of sins of others." Okay, if we really think about it, you know, Psalm 119 is a very long prayer. I mean, we're talking 176 verses. Okay? It is our light and our salvation. It talks about faith. It talks about obedience. Yeah. Our soul longs to hear the Lord to talk with us. Don't he? I mean, don't we? I mean, we long to hear him speak to us every day. Not only as a small, quiet voice, but through our scripture, our word. Because it comes to life. I mean, Psalm 119:81. "My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word." God sustains us. Psalm 121. "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth there will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve there from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and coming in from this time forth, and even forevermore." So, anybody want to say anything? Comments?
Yeah. 130. "The entrance of thy words giveth life, it giveth understanding unto the simple." Yeah. I'm simple minded. So. Yes. but it also that means you're open minded.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. No.
He said, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, love thy neighbor as thyself. All the ten commandments.
Yes.